Welcome to A Week of It from KC News for Coast Access Radio. Kapiti business leader wins 2026 New Zealand Open Pro-Am. Paikakariki-based civil construction company SBA Civil is celebrating after managing director Sam Aitkenhead, a proud Kapiti Coast local and long-time member and supporter of Paraparumu Beach Golf Club, won the 2026 New Zealand Open Pro-Am at Millbrook in Queenstown last weekend. Competing alongside professional partner Hayden Barron, Aitkenhead and Barron delivered a standout four-round performance, finishing at 39 under par with rounds of 62, 62, 61 and 60, and securing victory by three shots. Aitkenhead said the team finished strongly when it mattered most. He says they were 7 under on the back nine and he made two net eagles. He says that's really where they won it and finished strongly as a team. The Paikakariki golfer said it was a fantastic week, made even better by the support from Kapiti and our wider community. Aitkenhead acknowledged friends and supporters who travelled from Kapiti, Auckland and the Wairarapa to attend the tournament. SBA Civil says they congratulate Sam on the achievement and is proud to see a Kapiti-based business represented at national level. The Kapiti Children's Homeopathy Clinic is offering parents free natural health care for their children at its monthly charity clinic. The clinic offers consultations by registered homeopaths to children aged up to 12 years old and is open the second Saturday of each month at the Kapiti Women's Centre in Paraparaumu. Homeopath Shirley Gay says homeopathy is a natural and gentle way to support many different emotional and physical conditions. Ms. Gay says homeopathy is a holistic approach to health that stimulates the body's natural healing process with natural, gentle remedies. As well as being an effective natural treatment on its own, it can also be used alongside pharmaceutical medicines. Ms. Gay, previously a pharmacist for 30 years, retrained as a homeopath in her 50s and now at age 90 is still running a homeopathic clinic. She volunteers her time at the children's clinic alongside other local homeopaths. The clinic, which has been operating for 2 years, is funded by Homeopathy New Zealand, a charitable trust supporting the education and use of homeopathy. Celebrate Parks Week with Kapiti's Welcoming Spaces. Recreation Aotearoa Te Wai Aoranga Parks Week is here and it's the perfect opportunity to get outdoors and enjoy the many parks, playgrounds and green spaces that make Kapiti such a great place to live. From coastal viewpoints and riverside spots, bush reserves and neighbourhood playgrounds, there's plenty to explore. As part of Kapiti's age-friendly approach, Kapiti's Parks team are highlighting the features that help make our parks easier for older people to enjoy. This includes adding more seating during renewals, improving path connections and considering accessibility when planning upgrades. Fully fenced playgrounds at Aorangi and Lorna Irene Parks also provide peace of mind for grandparents visiting with energetic mokopuna. These changes support not only older people, but also families, caregivers and others across our community. Exercise New Zealand CEO slams removal of physical activity benefit by Southern Cross. Exercise New Zealand has criticised the decision by Southern Cross Health Society to remove its physical activity reimbursement from member policies, saying it removes one of the few incentives within private health insurance that encourages people to invest in their own health preventatively. Exercise New Zealand CEO Richard Beattie says while the benefit itself was relatively small, its removal sends the wrong signal at a time when improving physical activity levels should be a national priority. Beattie says regular physical activity is one of the most powerful things a person can do to improve their long-term health and well-being. In terms of increased life expectancy, it sits second only to not smoking. Beattie says the organisation would welcome the opportunity to work with Southern Cross to explore how insurers can better support preventative health through physical activity. He says there are many examples globally where insurers contribute towards the cost of people being active because healthier members ultimately mean lower long-term health costs. It's a genuine win-win. Neighbours Day 2026, a day to connect and celebrate community. There is something special about knowing your neighbours, sharing a smile and feeling part of a community. That spirit is at the heart of Neighbours Day 2026, and everyone across the Hora Whenua is warmly invited to join the celebration on Saturday the 14th of March from 10am to 2pm at Levin Adventure Park. Hosted by Hora Whenua Neighbourhood Support and supported by Hora Whenua District Council, Neighbours Day is a free, whānau-friendly event designed to bring people together in a relaxed and welcoming way. The day will be packed with fun and connection for all ages. Families can enjoy a live DJ, free barbecue, face painting, Kapiti castles, Mr. Cool ice creams and entertainment from Trina the Fairy. Fire and Emergency New Zealand, police and a range of local community groups will also be there offering information, support and friendly conversations. Whether you are new to the area or have called Hora Whenua home for many years, Neighbours Day is a great chance to meet the people around you and enjoy a day out together. It is about simple moments, easy chat and strengthening the sense of belonging that helps communities feel safe and connected. Mayor Bernie Wandon says strong neighbourhood connections are the foundation of a safe and prepared community. He says in an emergency it is often the people next door who are there first. When we know each other, we look out for each other, that is what makes Hora Whenua strong. Getting to know your neighbours is one of the simplest and most effective ways to build resilience when an emergency strikes. Knowing who lives nearby, who might need a hand and who you can turn to in a crisis makes a real difference. And that's it for A Week of It from kcnews.co.nz, the online newspaper for the Kapiti Coast, and levinnews.co.nz, the online newspaper for Hora Whenua. Be safe, be happy and be kind.
This program was made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the Access Media website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.